Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm your host, Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to be talking about what are favorite marketing tools and why. So Neil, why don't you kick things off?
One of my favorite tools is Infusionsoft. It's a pain in the butt to use. You usually have to hire an Infusionsoft consultant, but it does so much crazy stuff when it comes to segmentation, especially with emails. So when we have emails and people don't open up the emails, they don't get the same one over and over again. Instead, Infusionsoft is like, oh, this person didn't open up the email, put them in a different group. We also do webinars. And with Infusionsoft, we can do things like, oh, this person only watched 5 minutes of the webinar. They didn't even finish the whole thing. Put them in a re-sign-up sequence and try to get them to get signed up for another time to watch the webinar all over again. Or if someone stayed for an hour on the webinar but they didn't hear the sales pitch, Infusionsoft puts them in a different bucket and says, ah, this person watched the webinar. We should send them email series purely on selling them on the product or service.
I really like lead pages. So lead pages, obviously, if you're a marketer, you understand the importance of having great landing pages. And lead pages makes things really easy because they have a lot of templates out there. And then you can use their templates. You can sort by conversion rate. They also have a drag and drop builder that can allow you to take the templates that they have and you know, make them into your own so you can move things around. And it also integrates with a lot of different tools out there, such as Infusionsoft, our email service provider, Drip. And actually, LeadPages just acquired Drip about a couple weeks ago. So they're now the same company. So you can see they're actually, it probably looks like they're gearing up to compete against Infusionsoft down the road. The one thing about LeadPages is also, it makes it very simple. There's a lot of different options, right? I can make landing pages on the go, on the fly. I can A-B test them against each other. And I can also make lead digits as well. So down the road, for different types of podcasts we might have. So with Growth Everywhere, for example, if people want to opt in for a resource that we have, we might just say, hey, if you want this resource, just text marketing to 33444. They put in their email and all of a sudden they appear on our email list. We'll send them the resource, but it just makes it a lot easier. Just say, let's just say, you're walking and then, you might want to get in on that email list. Well, that's your opportunity right there. You're making things a lot simpler, higher conversion rates. And also, aside from lead digits, there's also lead boxes as well, which allows you to, if people click on a link, let's say you have a content upgrade, a little box will pop up. They can put in their email there and they can opt in. So not a lot of coding experience, if any, required at all. You just need to know how to mess around with HTML a little bit and things will be ready for you on the fly.
One tool that I love is SamCart. When you're doing a checkout, as a marketer, you're like, all right, ad costs are just going up. How do I get more money from each and every single one of my visitors? Of course, you don't want to squeeze them, but if you can provide them more value and you can upsell them into more products or services, why not, right? Because it's a win-win situation. I'm not a technical guy, but with SamCart, you can add upsells and downsells all within a few clicks of a button. And that's the beautiful part about it, right? Typically, when you want to do upsells or downsells, you have to hire a developer, you got to make sure it works right, you got to test things out, and it may end up taking weeks at a time for it to work. And then when you launch it, if the upsell or downsell was off and it's a bad offer, then you got to redo it all and you have to have the developer go back in there. But with SamCart, you can do really quick tests on your upsells and downsells and it doesn't require a developer to make it work.
Yeah, one other tool I really like, and this combines all the tools that we have out there. I'm sure a lot of us are using different web applications all the time. This tool is called Zapier. And Zapier, what it does is it allows us to hook in, like I mentioned, different web applications. So I'll give you an example right here. Let's say for example, we have a new client that signs on through our proposal tool called BidSketch. Once they sign that proposal, that PDF will be saved into our Dropbox automatically. After that happens, they'll be added to our QuickBooks and a new account will be added, a new invoice will be created as well, and then that a new message will be sent to Slack notifying everybody that we just signed a new client. An email will come out automatically to the new client and also our accounting team and also the person that's responsible for onboarding, and that email will go out, and then basically you've created a sequence of automated tasks that happens automatically, right? So Zapier allows you to create these different workflows. It saves you a lot of time, reduces chances for errors, because oftentimes when you have a manual process for this, you have so many variables happening, a lot of room for error. So Zapier, it's only $99 a month, no affiliation. I don't think we have affiliation to any of these tools. I think it's just stuff that we like using. So definitely check it out. Zapier connects with a lot of different marketing tools and they're always adding more.
My favorite tool that I use every single day, Ahrefs, Ahrefs.com. The reason I love Ahrefs is I do so much SEO. It not only shows me how many links my competitors have, but it tells me the exact keywords that they're ranking for, the position, and the rough amount of traffic that they're receiving. Sure, Ahrefs' traffic number isn't always accurate, but they have a good sense in which if someone's high up, it'll give you a rough ballpark range and it's somewhat accurate. So I know that if someone's getting like 100,000 visitors a month from one keyword, that it's something that's really worth going after. And it just helps me spy on my competition. It's really easy to use and it's focused purely on SEO and organic traffic. And the beautiful part about Ahrefs is I myself am in different regions. So like I have neilpatel.com/BR, neilpatel.com/ES for Spanish, neilpatel.com/DE for German, etc. And Ahrefs tells me what keywords all my competition's ranking for in different regions as well.
Another tool that I really like is called Syph. So Neil just mentioned looking at his competitors, kind of looking at different dashboards. Syph will allow you to hook in with your WordPress to show you how many new blog posts that you're putting out, how many comments that you have, and you can compare it over time. So not only that, I mean, you know, WordPress is just one example. It'll look at your Google Analytics as well. You can compare, you can just make different dashboards and basically imagine yourself having a TV in your office and then, you know, all these dashboards are showing just to see the kind of the health of your company. You can also connect with QuickBooks as well to show how revenues are doing. You can connect with Stripe as well, PayPal too, and also a host of other different, advertising platforms too, like Google AdWords and Facebook too. So using a tool like Syph, it's only $20 a month. I think it's very cheap, and you know, a lot of different dashboard tools out there will charge you, you know, five figures to six figures a year, lock you into long-term contracts. Syph is not like that. You know, it's all about maximizing the value. So if you're interested in dashboards, which you probably should be at some point to just see how things are going at a high level, Syph, that's Cyfe.com.
Another tool that you should check out is WhichTestOne. And it's not really like a tool. It's more like a database or an archive that you can end up signing up for. And it breaks down A/B tests that have won or lost in different industries. So let's say if I'm doing a e-commerce landing page, I'm trying to figure out how to get more people to buy my product, or if I'm optimizing an e-commerce checkout page, or if I'm in the B2B realm and I'm trying to figure out how to get more people to buy my software or sign up for a free trial, it shows me other successful tests as well as tests that have failed within my industry. And I'm not saying if I copy them, I'm going to get similar results, but it helps me come up with ideas, and then I can take those ideas, iterate on them, come up with my own variations with them, run them, and see what happens from there.
Yep. Another tool that I really like is Moz. So what Moz does, I mean, their keyword research tool has gotten a lot better. And, you know, to be frank, I mean, Google, as of a couple of days ago, Google has started throttling their keyword planner data. So if you're not spending a lot of money, Google's not going to show you that data. So Moz is going to give you kind of it is going to be probably the only spot out there that's showing you accurate keyword volume there when you're doing keyword research. So that is actually really important. Moz Local is important too if you're doing any type of, let's just say for example, for my agency, it is important to, you know, take advantage of local SEO. Moz will help you with that too. I also like looking at competitive metrics. I would say, you know, Ahrefs is probably better looking at competitive metrics. It is more, I would say it's more, more feature rich. But I do like, you know, showing, you know, clients kind of where they stand at a high level. You know, it will show like a very simple chart showing, hey, here's where you stand in terms of total linking root domains, domain authority, and things like that. It makes it very simple. I just take a screenshot of that, and it makes it very simple. So, if you ever want to upsell your clients on SEO in any way, shape, or form, Moz is great for that. And then they are, you know, the community is great too. The content out there is great. But I will say, you know, if I had to pick one feature from it, it would probably be the keyword research tool that they have.
If you do a lot of pay-per-click advertising like I do, check out SEMrush. SEMrush shows you what all keywords that your competition's bidding for. Now, this doesn't mean that if you bid on those keywords, you're going to generate a positive ROI. What it does do is give you a good starting point. So when I'm launching a new campaign, I look at my competition, shows me all the keywords that they're bidding on, and I now know where to start and what to look for.
All right. And last but not least, and chances are we're probably going to have more episodes talking about tools just because there's so many of them. I will say TubeBuddy for YouTube is very important, especially if you're doing any type of YouTube at all. TubeBuddy is going to, you know, suggest tags for you. It's going to allow you to bulk upload. It's going to allow you to make changes on the fly quickly. You just have to take a look at it. There is a free version out there, but it is going to help you optimize YouTube more. It's going to show you which one of your, let's say your video has a lot of tags on it. It's going to show you what tags you're actually ranking for from an organic search perspective. Just a lot of different analytics that you wouldn't typically have in YouTube analytics. So check that out. It's called TubeBuddy. And with that being said, that's it for today's episode of Marketing School. We'll see you in tomorrow's.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.